This is Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of the band Simple Plan. I could sing a song for you, Wine 30, with Andrew and Lindsay. Here we go. Andrew and Lindsay hosting Wine 30. Andrew and Lindsay. Through all the best and many more years to come tonight. I'm just a kid. Many more years to come. Peace.
Today, we have an OGC Pinot Noir from the Napa Valley. This is a vintage 2018, and it says the Mercantile on it, and basically just has some rose gold rabbits. And this was cellared and bottled by Oakville Grocery in Sonoma, California. Which I like Oakville Grocery. I've been to Oakville Grocery, so that's fun that they're the ones that make this. Which I guess that makes sense because it's OGC, so it's like Oakville Grocery Cellars.
Not that it means anything, but they got like a 91 reward.
Oh, they have like 91 points or whatever from the...
Yeah, but I feel like every wine has 90 points or above at this point.
Or actually, I don't think it's like every wine, but I think like places like Costco and stuff prefer to get wines that have at least like 85 or 90 points. So when they're buying their wine, they're like, we're only going to have this big of a selection and we want them all to be good at right. a great price.
Yeah. So they're like quality wine at a good price kind of thing.
Which we got this from Costco. I'm trying to remember what the original price was. I think it was normally like $17, $18-ish and was on sale for like $11 or $12.
Yeah. We try not to spend over that much.
Yeah. Every so often we like will splurge on a wine, but for the most part, I'm all about the affordable wines.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good price. So tasty notes on this. I would say it's very smooth, low in tannin as far as like red wines go. Like this probably won't give you a headache unless you drink a ton of it.
Yeah, it tastes really good. I think it's really good. It's got a little bit of a bite to it, actually.
A little bit of a bite, but it's also fruit forward, but not too jammy.
I actually feel like it is kind of jammy.
Actually, it's borderline jammy. I would call this like a raspberry jam jammy.
It has a lot of legs on it, so high sugar content, I guess.
This would definitely like, as far as fruit go, I would say raspberry.
Right.
Do you have another fruit that you would like throw in there?
Strawberry. Actually, maybe like a...
Strawberry I think is a little bit sweeter though, whereas like raspberry has like that hint of like... bitterness.
Okay.
What is your crazy comparison here?
It's like licking a pillowcase.
Okay, so this actually makes sense because I used to have like a satin red duvet cover and pillowcase, and that's what I would imagine licking like my satin red pillowcase would taste like.
Yeah.
Now I have to think of something good. This reminds me. What does this remind me of?
I don't know.
I'm having a hard time with this one. This one is like, I have a way to describe how it makes you feel when you drink it, but I don't have like a way to describe.
And this is a nice year. Taste. 2018 was a good wine year.
So that was the year after the first really big fire in Napa. Because, you know, like the last few years, there's been some big fires. So 2017 was the really big one. So this is like the first batch after.
Right. But I don't know how the wine's going to be these last couple years because of how...
how much current. Has burned.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the whole Carneros region has been on fire, basically. And they almost had an evacuation this last year, so...
Well, in Sonoma, like, over by Oakville Grocery has been evacuated multiple times over the past few years.
Yeah, and so, honestly, I don't know how, like, that level of smoke would impact grapes. I imagine not very well, because grapes are kind of, like, absorbent.
Everything right? will have a smoky flavor.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, calves will do really well.
I mean, this Pinot would probably be fine.
People will look back at 2020 and even 2021 and 2019 and say, Cabs got that smoky flavor. Good year for Cabs. Good year for Zin. Good year for anything with a robust, like.
So we have a barbecue that looks like a green egg, but it's like the red one.
It's a Louisiana.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. But like, I feel like this wine is like licking the outside of that porcelain barbecue.
Right. Smooth.
But it also has like some like ridges on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's fine. And it's red and it's just like.
So you can just say licking a green egg.
No, but it's red.
Okay.
And I just like.
Like, I'm not sure the color of a barbecue is going to matter as far as taste goes. But
I mean, it might, you know, different flavored Skittles taste different.
Honestly, all Skittles really do taste similar to me.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I was also eating candy corn this week because each year I get like one bag of candy corn. And Andrew did not know that the white, the orange, and the yellow were all different flavors, technically. Yeah.
Huh.
You can definitely tell the most if you taste the white tip and then immediately after eat like the yellow on bottom.
Okay.
So next time you try one.
Yeah. So what have you been listening to?
Taylor Swift, basically, because I have not been listening. Like, I don't listen to music at night and stuff very often because like all of my headphones are not good for like laying down. So I have these great over-the-ear headphones, but I couldn't plug them into my phone because there's no headphone jack. So I got like a little adapter today. So today is the first day I've really been listening to music for a while. And I basically just listen to a lot of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Gearing up for the new Red album next month.
Cool.
And 1989, you know, is coming shortly after. So
yeah,
I'm pumped. What have you been listening to?
I've been listening to some Nirvana, and I've also been listening to some like Eminem.
Nice.
Some old school Eminem, mainly because we heard him on the radio and I was like, I could revisit that.
It's weird. We started taking our dog to a dog park nearby just like the past week and a half. And I feel like every time we pull into the dog park, the same Eminem song is on the radio. And it's like an older Eminem song. It's not even like a new one.
All his old stuff is so good, like iconic, you know?
So like, how do you feel about Kanye changing his name to Ye?
I feel like that's right in line with something he'd do.
Have you seen the masks he's been wearing?
I haven't, no. I've been meaning to get a new mask. So.
Yeah, it's like they're like rubber masks, very like Halloween.
Oh, cool.
Like Halloween Kills, kind of. They're creepy. They're really creepy. And it's very in line with Ye, though.
Maybe so. I'll take a look and see. How much are they?
I don't know, but please do not wear them because they're really, really creepy.
Wait, are they like whole masks?
Or like,
are they
like full face, like over the head, okay. Like complete disguise mask.
I just looked it up and they're actually like, it's like a white mask, so it makes him look like a white guy.
It's really weird.
That's kind of fun. It is creepy.
It is super creepy. Yeah, so speaking of Halloween, we watched the new Halloween Kills this week.
Yeah, we did. And it was exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, I feel like the first 40 minutes, I think I texted my mom and sisters and was like, this movie is not great. I think it's hard because people die so ridiculously in those movies.
Like, they just get stabbed over and over again. And I'm just like, even when they're ready for it, they're still getting stabbed. And to me, I'm like.
And they know who he is. They know what he's capable of. And then they just like all run at him.
I actually kind of like that. It's like that cheesy horror movie thing where like, you're like, what are you doing? Get out of the house. Well, like, get away. And they're like, no, we're going to fight him. You know, every time in horror movies they do that, like, I'm like, that's
not. Oh, there's a killer on the loose? Oh, someone's in our house?
Yeah.
What? And you're like, oh my God.
And you're like, get out of the house. Like, run away.
But that's kind of like my favorite type of Halloween movies, the ones that are just like a little cheesy.
It's cheesy. Yeah. Honestly, they did a really good job on the props. Like, they made Michael, like, he hung bodies everywhere, mm-hmm. like, whenever he killed him, and it was, like, kind of, like, I don't know if they were trying to make it like kid friendly, more kid friendly.
It's not really kid friendly.
Well, it's like teenager friendly, where it's like, oh, they hung a body on a play swing, like in a Halloween manner.
It's weird, like, or not weird, but not so like in a fun way, but like.
It's like, how did they get that up there so quick?
But he would like pose people together in different things, and it was
very serial killer-ish. But it was weird because he was doing it so quick. Like, it was like,
I feel kind of let down by the ending, just because at the very beginning of the movie, I was Googling to make sure it was Kyle Richards in the movie, because it threw me off that a Real Housewife was in the movie. Anyway, when I was looking her up, it was like, oh, big shock, like big thing at the end of the movie, like big plot twist or whatever. So I was like, okay, I need to get off of my phone because I don't want to find out what happens at the end. And then it finally gets to the end, and I felt let down by, like, the ending.
Plot twist, everyone dies.
No. But, like, I don't know what I was expecting, but...
He kills the whole darn town.
I was just expecting more than what it was.
I thought it was a good end.
But he, like, went in with no preconceived notion of there being a twist ending.
I'm pumped for... What was the next one? What would the next one be called? What was this one called?
This was Halloween Kills.
So next one will be Halloween Thrills.
No, it'll be like Halloween Rising.
Yeah.
And I said that first. So if they use that, or if they use his, then, you know, we can sue.
I don't know how we go about doing that. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, I feel like if they're going to make another one, they need to make it soon. Because I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis is just going to want to retire here.
Yeah.
At some point in time.
I feel that too.
And you can't do these movies without her.
No. Or I guess you could.
Now that the granddaughter is taking like a slightly bigger role in all the movies.
Right.
Like the last two have been like very...
They've really been trying to make something stick. And I hope they do. Because Halloween needs to be rebooted at some point. Right.
I think it's fun to do it every few years. Just like
really enjoy that they don't use that much CGI.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they use almost no CGI in that movie. I mean, from my observation, maybe they are, but I did not see any. It's all props. So I like that.
I think the only time there may have been a little bit of CGI was at the very beginning of the movie, where it was like the flashback to the end of the last movie where he was on fire.
Yeah.
And I think him standing in the fire was probably a lot of CGI. Like, there might have been some real flames, and they may have added more around to make it look like he was dead center in the middle of the fire. Or they could have used real fire and just put him in a super, like,
fireproof suit. Or what I was thinking they could have done is they could have used a real fire in one frame and then, like, spliced the frames together.
Yeah.
Like, him standing in a room, like
layered a little bit.
And then layered it with the fire. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But that's also sort of a form of CGI.
I like that, though. I think it's like more of like an illusion, whereas like CGI is just pure editing in a way, right? Like, for instance, we were watching the Dune trailer of the new Dune.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pumped. I love Dune. I used to, like, back in the day, I was a huge fan. So, and they have a lot of blockbuster actors in this one. And they also, like, it looks like 90% of the movie is going to be CGI. And I went back and watched the old school Dune trailer, and I was like enjoying that trailer much better.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think of it kind of like Star Wars, which we discussed at the time, where like the original Star Wars, there was like no CGI. It was like really fun. It was like a little bit campy, because it's like, it's silly because it's not real, like they're props.
But then you get like lovable characters like Ewoks and things, you know? Whereas like when you CGI, you get things like Jar Jar Binks.
Which I don't know if Jar Jar was even, he was like partial CGI, I think, but they used someone in a costume for Jar Jar Binks.
Right, they used someone in a costume, but then they CGI'd his body. So like it was somebody,
so the way he moved was unnatural.
Right, it was like the same way they did Schmeagle in
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
But I feel like the new Star Wars movies are literally like 95% CGI. Just like everything.
Yeah, which if anyone's going to do it, Disney does a good job.
Yeah, it's definitely a good job at CGI. It's just I prefer not to do CGI if possible.
Yeah. I mean, somebody could make a killing if they made a movie with just props off the nostalgic feeling alone, you know. Anyway, anything else you've been watching that's noteworthy?
Some new episodes of Cake came out on Hulu, which is like, Cake is an FX show where it's like a bunch of small, like shorts, like animated shorts or live action shorts, and they put them together into like a 30-minute show. And it's like a lot of the same things, like Paradise PD, I think, is one of them.
It's just nice. It's like low. It's like small clips, so you do, there's not like a ton of commitment.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you watch a 2-minute little snippet, and then it goes to the next one. Like Poorly Drawn Lines is one of them.
Right.
Swan Boy or whatever. And like, they're just fun little clips. If you don't like one, you only have to watch for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then it moves on to the next one. So it's nice.
I don't think I've really been watching anything else. We've been watching like The View.
A little bit. I've only turned it on once this week and kind of just got annoyed. And then we finished The Hustler, or we caught up on The Hustler.
Yeah.
But we need to find season one somewhere. So if anyone knows to where to watch season one for free, let us know.
Yeah.
Because it's not on Hulu. I didn't see it on Paramount or Peacock or any of those. So I'm on the hunt.
Yeah. What have you been reading?
I have still been reading from the files of Madison Finn, but I have now moved on past the 10. So I finished like the 10, the like books, and now I'm on number 11.
Right.
So now I'm to the point where I have to check out individual titles versus like one large title.
Got it. I've just been reading like a lot of online forums, and which honestly I feel like have been making me worse grammatically.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I feel like my grammatic skills have just like not great right now. I've also been reading a lot of Deadpool still. There's a huge archive of Deadpool, so definitely check that out.
Which you were even saying that you were enjoying the comics more so than the movie, right?
I am, yeah. Yeah. There are parts of the comics which I'm like, okay, because they blend Deadpool and like Spider-Man a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, cause they go to each other's verses, universes. And it's kind of like, okay, it's cool, but I'm not like a huge Spider-Man fan. I hate to say that. I know a lot of people, some people are, and I know they were pumped about the movies or whatever, but I never really got into Spider-Man. I'm more of a Deadpool dude. And I also was like, you know, I was reading like Spawn when I was a kid. Mm. So, which is like really dark. So like Deadpool is a nice shift from that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, I read Spawn now and I'm kind of like a little taken back. I'm like, whoa,
that's heavy.
This is like really good, like well-written, but like really dark, you know, and like twisted.
Which we are going to Disneyland next week, and in California Adventure, where Andrew hasn't been to California Adventure yet, but they have a huge section of it is all Marvel because Disney bought Marvel. So I'm actually curious. I know they have like a big Spider-Man thing. They have a big Avengers thing, but I am curious to see if they integrate Deadpool into it or not.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I love Spider-Man. So don't get me wrong on that note. I just don't find the need to want to read anything about him. Right. Like,
I mean, honestly, the only Marvel comics that I really ever pick up are Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
I don't really pick up Marvel just in general, which is a little weird, I guess.
Well, I've read Scarlet the Witch. I've read a lot of Hulk stuff. I've read all the Wolverine stuff. So I think Wolverine's he's Marvel, but he's X-Men, which is...
Yeah, it's still Marvel.
Yeah. So I've read a lot of that kind of stuff. And like, I really do enjoy a lot of the comic books of Marvel. I think the movies are so eating away our attention span, you know, like they're very like superficial kind of, it's like big booms, CGI. And like, I feel like you don't get like, sometimes you walk away with character depth, but I feel like for the most part, you're getting like a very facade feel.
Well, I think that's why so many people kind of bashed Captain Marvel when it came out, because it was majority like origin story kind of deal. Like kind of setting up her character and like who she is,
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
And people were like, it was so slow. There was like no action. And it's like, but like, those are the better ones to me.
I don't want to bash any Marvel things, but if I had to bash one, I would bash not the actress, but the way they pervade her, which is Wonder Woman.
That's DC.
Oh, but Wonder Woman is DC. Okay. So sorry, DC.
I
like DC comic books better than Marvel comic
Wonder
books
Woman,
a lot of times. Like Batman. I love Batman.
Wonder Woman, I like parts of the character and what they did. And then there's a lot of it where I'm like, that makes no sense. Why would they have her do, like, why? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
And I'm more of like a Constantine fan, but I don't really like Constantine's older comic, like his originals. So I'm more like modern Constantine guy.
You like to just imagine Keanu.
I actually don't like to imagine Keanu, but Keanu did a really good job on the Constantine that he did. So, like, he did an amazing job, but that's not what I imagine Constantine. I actually kind of like Mark Shepard's Constantine a little bit.
Oh, I forgot he did Constantine.
He did a brief Constantine in
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. But I thought he did a fun job. I don't know. I just think Constantine's a little more, like, Keanu Reeves as a person is, like, almost angelic. You know, just a natural person, right? Like, he's always helping. He's, like, very nice. So, like, that kind of bleeds into the Constantine role. And I feel like Constantine isn't that way. Like, he's not likely to go out of his way to help. So it's like, I don't know.
Don't you also feel like Mark Shepard is just, like, a nice person in general?
He is, too. Yeah. But Mark Shepard's also kind of, like, likely to kill himself more, like, with a tobacco or with a cigar. So, like, Constantine's always smoking, right? Mm. And so, like, Mark Shepard, like, fits. He, like,
knows. And he's Australian. I think Mark Shepard comes off a little more vulgar.
Yeah.
Like, it comes off more naturally when he's vulgar versus Keanu.
Which he's, like,
Keanu.
Good, but I don't know if he's, like, perfect for Constantine. But who knows? We'll see. Only the future can tell.
So, I was going to ask Andrew what he's been playing, but I don't think he's been playing much of anything. He's been researching more so than
I've been just researching as much as I can, yeah.
I have played some Animal Crossing because they announced a big update coming where there's going to be more shops available that you can put in your town or, like, earn in your town, and you're going to be able to, like, cook. So when you, like, do gardening and stuff, you then can cook the items.
Oh, wow.
And, like, they're adding a bunch of new features and, like, things on different islands and, like, different things to do. So I'm excited for the update. So I have to, like, make sure all my neighbors are happy. And then I did play this game called Magic Touch for quite some time yesterday. And it's basically like this wizard game where you, like, draw shapes as they drop down. Andrew played it for, like, a Discord game he was playing. And I bought it on my iPad without ads, and I feel like because I paid the $2.99 to not have ads, I need to continue playing this game.
It's, like, fun and addicting, but
it's a good way to pass a little bit of time. I was exhausted at, like, 7 p.m. last night, and I was like, I need to at least stay up until 9, so what am I going to do? So I flipped on the game, and I played it for probably 45 minutes before I let myself lose. I say let myself because I got so sick of doing it that I just let the balloons just hit the bottom.
I mean, I think you can pause the game too, so.
I don't know. It was to the point where I was like, I've bypassed my top score by like 3 times and I just need to let this end. But
yeah.
Before we talk about our hot topics, we're going to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor. As the year ends, another holiday season is upon us. For many of us, that means travel and family. And I know how stressed out I get when it comes to traveling, especially if we have to fly. If just, like, thinking about going to the airport, getting there early, all of that, it's just drives me crazy. And then, like, we have not seen family in so long. It's stressful even seeing family at this point because this past year was just so crazy. And, you know, this is the season to be jolly, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And that's okay. You can ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. I am a big supporter and a big fan of therapy. Everyone should do therapy at some point in their life, and Talkspace makes it so easy. It's super secure. You're getting matched with the professional, and everything's just simple and easy. So Talkspace is ready to help you start feeling better with a single message. Set goals with your Talkspace therapist and develop techniques to cope in difficult times. Talkspace offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and medication prescription services. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform, and there are thousands of licensed therapists ready and available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience, so you're not having to like do your therapy between, you know, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., whenever the therapist like in your town is available. Like, this is just super easy. No matter your work schedule, they can fit you in. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code WINE30. That's $100 off when you use code WINE30 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back. And here we are with topics.
Topics. Andrew's hitting us with our first one here.
I am. Did you hear about the pig kidney?
Pig kidney?
Yeah. They successfully transplanted a pig kidney into a human for the first time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I know they've done other like animal into human organs before. I hadn't heard about a kidney though.
Does that bother you at all?
Don't they use, is it pig hearts for when they do heart transplants sometimes, right?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that I hear pigs are really closely related to humans.
Which is weird.
Because which is super weird.
They don't
yeah.
look like it. Yeah.
But I don't ever really hear about like them trying to transplant gorilla or monkey parts to humans.
I wonder if it has to do with the size of different organs.
Yeah.
Like maybe a gorilla heart is just way too big to put into a human, or like maybe their kidneys are too big. I don't know.
To be truthful, I do have some ethical issues with it.
I personally wouldn't do it. And I don't like the fact that they're going to probably start raising pigs to harvest their
right.
organs.
And that's where my ethical thing comes in, where it's like, you want to basically harvest animals, things that are like, you consider less than yourself. Because like, honestly, I feel like all life is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even like the meat you eat or whatever, it's like, whenever you abuse that in whatever way you do it to make more profit for a concept, it's kind of like unethical to me. So,
but I also see it from the fact that I do know a lot of people have been on wait lists for kidneys for years, and it's like a life or death thing for them. And I do like understand and empathize with the fact that if you're offered something that can save your life, like I can understand going with that option.
Well, coming from somewhere where like you are the person that's the victim that like, mm-hmm. you know, you've had it, like I could very easily see that being an option. Like, yeah. Like, I'm going to care about a pig's life. You know?
Well, if you're like, I've been on this wait list for 3 years. I have months
you're
to
like,
live at this point.
Don't
if I
worry,
get this.
We'll eat the pig, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. the mentality you're going to take. But like, from like an ethical standpoint, just standing outside of it,
well,
it's kind of like, do we really want to breed pigs to do that?
For organs like that.
Right, because that's kind of like subjugating a specific animal to an indentured like life of death. But we do that anyway with meat, right?
I mean, if they're just harvesting organs that they're not using for meat anyway, like if they're going to be meat, honestly, but you don't want organs from meat animals because they're trying to plump them up to make them fat, to make them, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want a super fatty heart or a super fatty kidney.
Well, you heard in California, all the regulations that just got pushed through on pigs, right?
No, but I'm glad that they did because there needs to be more regulations on pigs. I don't know what regulations they are, but I know that there needs
well,
to be more.
Well, I guess pigs are really mistreated in California.
Actually, I did hear that there were laws going into place about how they can be humanely slaughtered.
Correct. Yeah. And humanely raised as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great. I'm glad we did that because like, if you're going to use a pig for the harvested parts, mm-hmm. like I think that you would do well to raise that as like humanely as you can, you know.
I watched a video one time of how they
Oh, it's awful.
How yeah, they we don't have to talk kill anymore. Pigs for meat.
Yeah.
And
they just hang them up alive, right?
They do that with cows. The one I saw them, they were like dipping them, like drowning them in water while they were screaming. It was, I'm not going to go into it too much, but it was very traumatic and it makes me glad I don't.
You might need some therapy for that.
I do. So it makes me glad that I am not one of those people that like has to eat bacon all the time or like has to eat pork all the time, because I really probably only eat pork less than 5 times a year.
And honestly, pork is the worst for you.
It makes me sick almost every time I eat it.
As far as carcinogens and things. And I know in like a lot of religions or Christianity, for instance, pork is dirty meat too. So
not Christianity.
Are you sure?
Maybe a certain denomination.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I don't really know all of the layers there, but I do know that that's a really tough thing.
And then in India, isn't it cows, right?
I mean, we're really the only species on earth that looks at other things as like, how are they useful to us? And if they don't find a use, it's just like they're expendable.
Oh, right? Our dog definitely looks at us and goes, what are they useful for?
Well, she's more like, what can I get them to give me? Which is much different than what are their use, right?
Which we found out she loves celery.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Evidently offering your dog celery
Give your dog some celery.
Treat.
All right. What kind of topics do you have?
Okay. Another Brian Laundry update, because, you know, we've been kind of following this case. So the Nature Reserve or whatever it is in Florida reopened today where they had been searching for Brian Laundry. And magically, as soon as it reopens, his parents go in and find his belongings within like 10 minutes of entering the park.
No way.
And then say, oh, there's remains here.
Right. His parents found it, huh?
Within 10 minutes after they had been searched, like the FBI had been searching for weeks, and all of a sudden his parents magically found it and brought the FBI to it. Like the FBI was not there when they found these items there.
They like went in, scattered his items.
And yeah, that's actually what a lot of people are thinking at this point. And the human remains, I know it's not like a full body or anything like that from what I've heard. Like, they're like, what, did Brian Laundry cut off his finger? His parents brought it, like left the finger somewhere. And then we're like, look, we found human remains. Like, what, like, obviously there's something weird going on here. And
well, I mean, they're obviously going to DNA test the human remains.
Well, yeah, right? But if it's like a finger or something that they
he's dead if they find a finger.
No, like, I'm hoping that they look further into it if that's what it is.
Well, I don't think that that's going to be an issue.
So the parents were the ones who found the belongings and the remains. And they obviously sent off all of the stuff to make sure it's his belongings and to make sure whatever remains are
Our his. Society is so kooky, isn't it? Like podcasters solving murders and like parents stashing things in the forest, try to trick, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe they actually did find his remains.
Possibly, but it is weird that his parents shipped off a big box of food this, like, today.
To where?
I don't know exactly to where, like, I don't know where.
What's Dog the Bounty Hunter think?
Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know, he got injured, so he's off the case. But from what I heard, he's not. Like, he said he's off the case, but I don't think he's actually off the case. I think he's trying to, like, get them to, like, drop their guard a little bit.
I kind of feel like he's a little bit of a fake, but that's just the way I look at it because he's, like, TV and stuff.
I mean, he did get a lot of information that was very helpful to finding at least, like, the reserve. And then a lot of people are saying that he very possibly could, be in Baja, Mexico. Which I think is where his parents sent food to, which is like a really bizarre, like, why would his parents be sending a box of food to Mexico?
Well, wouldn't they have been able to track, like, how did he communicate with his parents, you know?
I don't know. But the thing is, if he was to just get, like, a cell phone from Walmart and then put, like, Straight Talk Wireless or, like, one of those wireless companies that's just, like, you don't give them any info, you just buy a prepaid card. Right. It would be very easy for him to communicate without it being tracked to his name.
Well, I mean, if they have the parents' phones tapped.
Oh, I don't know if they have the parents' phones tapped.
Huh.
They should, but...
Well,
you know,
they do. They record everyone's phone calls. Like, everybody who makes phone calls.
Yeah, but like to get the subpoena database, to actually get the information from...
Could take a little while time. Mm. Yeah.
And it's a murder case. Like, are they going to dive that deep into it?
Well, if they do catch the parents doing that, then that's collusion, right?
Also, I did find out... So, I said that he had a warrant against him for bank fraud. I guess what they're calling... I mean, it is bank fraud. But what they're calling bank fraud, he wasn't using just a bunch of random people's credit cards and stuff. After he killed Gabby Petito, he was using her cards.
Got it.
And continuing to make purchases on her card so it didn't look like she was missing or gone. So that's what the warrant for his arrest was originally. But now he also has a warrant for his arrest for being like a main person of interest for a murder case.
Right.
And you know you're a person of interest when the FBI is literally searching random nature preserves all over the country.
Is he on like the most wanted list?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But that's basically a little update on that. They did a press conference earlier and basically concluded nothing except for they think they found some belongings and there's some human remains. They don't know if they're his. They don't know any information about that. So... My next topic, we've been watching, or Andrew's more so been watching this half of American Horror Story, which
yeah.
we should have mentioned in what we've been watching. But they have this season about like aliens and it kind of goes back to like the 1950s, the 1960s, 1970s, kind of like different eras. And this is something that's kind of been like in news stories every so often about the fact that the human race has progressed more in the past, what, 100, 200 years than they had for like the thousands of years prior. Do you think that aliens actually have anything to do with the progression of technology?
I don't know. I was kind of looking into it a little bit because the show basically says Eisenhower. So that would be like what,
right after World War II.
Yeah, 80 years ago. So...
No, it would have been Eisenhower was right after Franklin Roosevelt, if I'm correct. So right after World War II, that would have been like 1940s,
right before, 1950. Basically JFK's era. So
no, before.
Well, JFK bleeds into it.
Even
so,
in the show, yeah.
Yeah. So basically when Area 51 became, that crash happened near Area 51. So what I was thinking... He's like, I was like, okay, well, I'll entertain the possibility that that's like, you know, we found some alien tech or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm kind of like, okay, well, look at like the progression of technology because Freud, psychology,
mm-hmm.
that's before that happened, right?
Yeah, like but that's psychology.
Right, but photography before that happened, right?
Like, yeah, but like the internet...
film before that happened. The internet is one big revelation, but that also has to do with sonar and like war creates radical advancements in technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, think about it, like World War One and World War Two, the amount of technology gain just between those two wars with weapons alone was huge, right? Like planes all of a sudden coming out in World War II is like a main mm-hmm. factor. Like the Navy, submarines, you know, big weapon artillery, right?
So what do you think about the discovery of new materials in the past? Like few hundred
like,
years?
Give me an example.
I don't know any off the top of my head, but I know that like the periodic table of elements has added several since even we've been born.
Right, but
and
we've
like,
also
we've been discovering more and more okay. types of materials and types of
yeah.
like elements.
But look at cars. Cars were invented, right? So you start mining for fuel, right? And mm-hmm. now all of a sudden you're able to reduce the amount of time that I'm just trying to be a realist here and say, did aliens crash on the Earth? And it's like, well,
no, I don't.
Most likely not, because like that would be like a phenomenal thing for that to happen, right? Like that would just be like, how would we not know that's happening, right? Like,
I don't necessarily think it's happening like an American Horror Story where they like have a deal with the government and they're like helping us progress technology.
Well, that's the only way it would happen, right?
But like, I do think, well, one, aliens obviously exist. Because space is just endless.
The chances are just
there's something
phenomenal that there's other intelligent life.
Yeah. I'm pretty much 100% sure that at some point in time, some alien life has visited Earth or is currently on Earth.
Well, we're talking about intelligent alien.
Any alien.
Okay, well, what's your definition of alien? Because, like, to me, alien is, like, intelligent life that's able to travel.
Well, it can be intelligent life, but it may not be visible to the human eye.
Okay. Yeah, like dark matter.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's things, like, think about, like, water bears, like, how tiny water bears are. Like, aliens from other planets could easily be super tiny and microscopic that we, like, cannot even see them.
Right. See, I would say, like, maybe by accident, you could get, like, an alien thing on an asteroid that's just, like, really resilient. But that would already be here, right? Like, honestly, that could be the way that life started on this planet, right? Like, an asteroid from another solar system hit the planet, and then boom, like, somehow life managed to, you know, life is struggle, right? So, like, it's going to make it, right? So
what if humans were just aliens to begin with, right?
Well, what if everything on the planet was alien?
At some point in time. Yeah.
Like, the planet itself and the minerals developed over time. But honestly, a lot of the minerals could have, I mean, the Earth is so old, you know, we've only been here for a speck.
But
so,
think about it, compared to other things in the solar system, the Earth is very young.
Right.
Like in the universe. And
like, that's one of the reasons why we're trying to, like, look on Mars for resources, right? Like, what kind of resources are in that? You know, because if Mars is older, actually, Mars is probably the same age, right?
Or similar-ish. I don't know the ages of planets, honestly, but.
So, I mean, this is kind of like that unexplored area where it's like, gets people excited, I think, about the future and kind of like, well, what kind of stuff are you going to find on an older planet, right? Like, maybe more asteroids have hit, and there's more, like, and then you also have to think, like, the conditions for life are so difficult in the way that we see it. Like, because think about it, we're like trying desperately to find another Earth.
Well, think about it. Mars could have at some point had a lot of inhabitants, right? That then maybe they ran out of resource and they decided to go elsewhere.
Or maybe it became like, because we've discovered that, you know, over the last 100 years this is a very popular theory about, you know, the Big Bang, right? Ethan Hawkins discovered it. I'm having trouble saying his name for some reason, but so like, you know, like, maybe Mars was Earth not that long ago. And because everything's expanding and got further away from the sun, all the water froze, right? And all the life died. So maybe Mars is just like what Earth will be soon because everything's expanding away from the sun.
Possible.
You know? And so if that's the case, then that means Mercury will be the next Earth, you know?
Or, I mean, technically Venus would be next, right?
I mean, what if we lived, what if humans were, I mean, yeah, we'd have to find some sort of evidence, right? But there could have been chaos on Mars, right?
Well, that's
like
what I'm
there
saying.
Could have been destruction and things could have just, like, got wiped off the face of the planet. So, like, yeah.
Like, they'll be like, look, there's signs that there may be water on Mars. And it's like, there could have used to been a ton of water on Mars. Maybe they used all that resource.
There's definitely water. There's ice on Mars. So, yeah. That's definitely a thing. That's an interesting idea. I don't know. I feel like there would be more evidence. Like, we would be able to.
If it was millions of years ago,
yeah,
would there still be evidence on the?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we haven't actually visited. We've had some robots go.
Just like,
but
look at what we've done in the last 100 years, like, or last 500 years. It's like, look at the drilling we've done. You know, like,
and all the destruction we've done in such a short period of time.
Right. So I would imagine that same destruction happened
elsewhere,
on Mars, right?
Like, or elsewhere, maybe not even Mars, but maybe on Jupiter. Even though Jupiter is mainly gas, so probably not Jupiter.
Right.
But like,
we're like desperately trying to leave our mark on this planet, you know, with the climate change.
We've definitely made a mark.
Well, we may have made too big of a mark, right? Like a mark that wipes us out. So yeah, I think like there's definitely possibility of it. I don't know, like, we're talking, in my mind, when you say aliens, I think like something technologically advanced far beyond us, mm-hmm. that it is able to travel here. And then, like, you know, whatever its intentions are, I don't know, because, like, who knows what something so far advanced would be, you know?
So here's something to think about. On Earth, a day is 24 hours. On another planet, a day is a different period of time. Because, like, the time it takes to...
Well, time itself is a concept, right? Yeah. Like, we've...
But what I'm saying is time in different places moves at different paces. And...
Well, you're saying planets spin at different paces. So,
yes,
in a way,
and
you have more sunlight.
They orbit at different paces. Like, relatively, like... Time is different no matter where you go.
I wouldn't say it's a new concept.
No, because, like, but what I'm saying is if you're from a planet and time moves slower on that planet, like maybe one day on this planet is the equivalent of like 5 years on our planet. So they may live thousands of years. They may be able to travel like long distances without it feeling like... Like, it may not be a lifetime for them because
or time maybe they just is have different. Advanced to a point where they have cryo chambers, right? Yeah. Here's what I was thinking is like, there's probably planets that never have darkness on one side. Right?
Oh, I'm
like,
sure.
So you just have, because you have, might have multiple suns in a solar system.
Or think about Venus, right? Half of Venus, super hot,
right?
Scorching hot. The other half of Venus, super cold, frozen. Right. And it stays like that, like how it moves. One side is always frozen and one side is always super hot.
Right. It's because it has an atmosphere too, right? So I wonder, honestly, I'm sure I could look this up on the internet. Like, what is the reason why our planet spins the way it does? I'm sure it has something to do with like the moon. Like, how rare Earth is just phenomenal.
Well, which planet is it? Is it Saturn? Is on an axis, right? Because as rings. And a lot of times the rings around planets will change the axis and the way it turns.
Right. And what are the rings? Like exploded moons or something?
Aren't they different gases?
Right.
I think they're types of gases create the rings. So like even just gases in the atmosphere orbiting that planet can change.
Right.
Like how it spins.
Yeah.
So then you end up instead of like, you end up with really weird, like long, ovaly shapes going around because it's at a weird, like angle.
And the thing is like we know so much, a lot, we know a lot. And it's kind of like we even know how to create gravity in space, right? But we just, it takes a ton of research to like, it takes a ton of resources to build that type of thing, right? And you'd also have to get the type of people that would want to build that are also people that probably want things fixed on Earth first. Right. So like you have to motivate those people to want to participate in that. But like we also know how to add an atmosphere to a planet. But what kind of impact that might have. Right. Like on the moons, like on all sorts of things. We don't like it may spin the planet out of orbit or something. I don't know.
Well, I know just today I was reading about how taking CO2 out of higher up in the atmosphere and stuff may be the only way to save our planet.
Well, yeah,
and we're using,
trying
like,
to figure that out.
And, like, it's weird to think, like, oh, we're going to have to go high up in the atmosphere and, like, get oxygen and CO2, like, do these weird things because we messed up our planet so badly.
But then, like, you know, pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere might actually hurt our planet or hurt the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Like, when I say hurt, I mean, like, damage the ecosystem. So, like, you could then all of a sudden have more intense sun rays. And you could have a similar planet to like, you know, you were talking about ice on one side and fire on the other.
I mean, that's kind of where our planet's heading anyway, isn't it?
Well,
the cold is getting colder. The hot is getting hotter. Like
our atmosphere is becoming thick, right? Mm-hmm. It's becoming so thick that like it's like melting our ice caps, right? Like that's.
Well, there's parts of the country though that have been having like super big snowstorms, super ice, super like cold. So it's not just things heating up. Things are also different parts of the planet are cooling down.
Right.
And it's very like sporadic and it's very like.
Well, we do know that it's actually overall the planet's heating up.
Oh, yes. Overall.
Because like our north and south poles look very different than they
were. Poor Santa is going to be in the sun here pretty soon.
Which I wonder if this like kind of disproves like the Ice Age theory
a little bit. No, because we're coming out of an Ice Age. We're still coming out of an Ice Age, and they happen every however many thousand years. And like, yeah, it's heating up, but we could go through another Ice Age technically if we don't, like if we stop effing up the planet.
Well, maybe we...
But then we'll probably all die because of the Ice Age, so...
Maybe, I don't know. People, if anything, humans are very resilient. I think everything else will die before a human.
I mean, dinosaurs died. They seem pretty resilient, too.
Well, dinosaurs didn't
Reptiles are resilient
They're
creatures.
Not building
But they're also cold-blooded. Structures. Were dinosaurs cold-blooded?
I think some of them were, yeah.
Yeah, that might have been their downfall.
Maybe, or maybe that was their... ability to adapt, you know, and that's why we have crocodiles and things like that.
Gila monsters. Okay, so that's all we have time for today, but we do have an episode on Friday where we will be doing listener questions. If you have questions for us, be sure to hit us up on Instagram at @fresh.ethic or at my personal Instagram, which is at @lindsay.sparkles, or, you know, send us an email at freshethicmedia@gmail.com and we'll answer some questions for you.